I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results. And all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
You know Schneider has led the trucking industry for 80 years. And you know Schneider has the widest variety of driving career options. But have you recently searched all of Schneider's career opportunities near you? At Schneider, we've made it easier than ever. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and click search. That's it. Don't miss out on the driving career you've always wanted. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and search. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
As Bears training camp continues, keep it locked on the Score to hear your favorite shows, live training camp reports, Bears experts, players, coaches, and more right here on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
Talking from the Score Update Studios, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. The Cubs and Giants getting set to go for their second of four in the north side about an hour from now. John Lester on the hill going against Ryan Vogelsong. One guy not in the lineup for the Cubs is Starlin Castro, Joe Maddon.
You know, I really thought Schwarber obviously swinging the bat so well, and so is Chris. And just trying to be creative, keeping the bats in the lineup right now. Like I told Starlin, it's not a day off. I wanted him to understand that up front. It's something that's going to be considered daily. I did not give him any promises regarding how he's going to be utilized other than just stay ready off the bench.
No secret that the Cubs manager has been paying attention and that Castro struggled at the plate. The Cubs start a half game ahead of the Giants for that second NL wildcard spot. Miguel Montero also back. He's off the DL. Kyle Schwarber stays with the big club, and Matt Caesar is the roster casualty as he gets sent back to Iowa. We're going to learn a lot about the White Sox this weekend, whether you like it or not. Southsiders are on the road taking on the Kansas City Royals for three this weekend. John Danks on the hill tonight as he goes against Addison Volquez. Been very quiet on the Patrick Kane front today. The only thing new is the Hamburg police chief speaking for about a minute to essentially confirm that there is an investigation going on. But that's about it. Sources telling the Buffalo News earlier this week that Kane may have sexually assaulted a woman after meeting her at a bar Saturday night. No arrests have been made and no charges have been filed. Bears and Bourbon A today. All eyes on Kevin White. First-round draft pick hasn't done anything on the football field in 7 weeks because of that shin injury. John Fox, Ryan Pace both telling the Score on Thursday he will be worked in slowly. Could start the season, though, on the PUP list. We'll see if he starts any light jogging next week. And more NFL news today. Alden Smith suspended 9 games last year for drinking and driving issues, now cut by the 49ers after getting yet another DUI last night. Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Sullivan Steakhouse. And engine threats lurk around every corner. Stay ahead of gunk, corrosion, and wear with the new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, the best total engine protection that you can get. Protect your car with a breakthrough in premium gasoline today. I'm Matt Rodewald. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit nusports.com. Everybody I knew here is dead.
Steve Stone.
Grilled pork chop sandwich, and it's sure to be an inside the pork home run.
Did you take your medicine today or not?
No, I'm fresh out.
Chicago White Sox television analyst.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Want to go with me?
No. Cy Young Award winner.
I really had no talent whatsoever at most anything, except I could play a little baseball.
670 The Score's Baseball Insider.
Of course, they didn't have Asian pitchers back in those days here, but they had guys with some unusual motions.
They had them, but they were in Japan.
Yeah. Steve Stone.
Yeah, but you're talking about late in the ballgame last year when they asked Terrence Gore the pinch run. Man, that would absolutely shrink your sphincter.
Certainly would take away your leg kick if you were a pitcher.
Steve Stone with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Steve Stone of The Score is being brought to you by Schneider Trucking. Schneider hiring truck drivers now at SchneiderJobs.com. And he's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. And I have to get used to saying this. He's on Twitter at Steve Stone. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Dan. How you doing? And I understand that Barry is with you, the man who is working out absolutely doggedly to fight Ronda Rousey in their next fight.
Oh, I'd pay to see that.
Boy, Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Oh, it'd be awesome for all involved, without question.
Hey, my wife can beat the crap out of me. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of Rousey.
Hey, Steve, is Chris Sale okay? Because something looks a little off to me, and I can't quite put my finger on what it is. It's not just the fact that the ball's being smacked back at him awfully hard. It has to do a little bit with, I'm not sure if it's sequencing, I'm not sure if it's stuff, but there's something that everybody's on a little bit more than they ever have been.
Well, I think there was a couple of different things that enter into two games. And bear in mind, it is just two games. So, number one, I honestly don't spend a great deal of time speculating about an injury to a player who doesn't say he's injured, because you never really know, and nobody can feel a man's pain or anything about it. But you take the guy at his word when he says he's feeling 100%, and Chris is intimating that he is. At least they haven't shared it with the general public, of which I fall into, although a little bit a closer perspective than most. But the first time out in Boston, he didn't have his slider, and five left-hand hitters got base hit, including Big Papi, who got three of them. But for left-handers to have that many good swings against Chris in an outing, he didn't have the good breaking ball. That's number one. So you chalk it up as one of those nights. The next game, actually, the slider was very good. But a lot of the hitters jumped on his fastball, and it happened to be, in my estimation now, it happened to be pretty straight. When Chris is at the top of his game, And understand, it's a really fine line, because you can see the same velocity, but sometimes you're straining to get it up there at that velocity, and other times it comes really easy out of the hand. You get a real good wrist snap, and the ball has what they call late life. Mm-hmm. Chris did not have the late life on that fastball the last time out. So at this point, I would say that it's two bad games. Let's wait until we see the next time out. Now, it's no secret that during the course of his career, and I do believe because of the fact that he does throw a very hard slider, a big breaking slider, and the fact that he throws across his body, which is not recommended for fireballers, but some guys are able to get away with, he's had some elbow tenderness at times. It's always gone away. He's always come back and thrown very well. I think we should probably give Chris the benefit of the doubt right now and see what happens the next time out, and we can, I think, more clearly judge exactly where he is.
Stoney, I know Carlos Rodon is still learning, and that learning is going to take place for some time, but what would you like to see him do different in his next start?
Good question. What I would like to see different, I think that what the Sox are kind of debating at this point is how many more times they want to see him go out if this indeed is going to be a chase for the wild card. He is a very young pitcher. He's going to go through the growing pains that young pitchers go through. Ideally, if you're wanting to monitor his innings, you're going to shut him down sometime. And I think they're kind of the dilemma is, when do you shut him down? How do you do it? How long do you give him between his starts? Because he's never been to a major league season before. And quite obviously, when he's not doing well, his control isn't there. When his control isn't there, he's going to get hit, even as hard as he throws. And, you know, he can't learn the finesse that a veteran has being a rookie. You don't find many guys who do that. And I think that's one of the areas of concern right now for the front office as it pertains to Rodon. is just how many innings they want to give him, when they do indeed want to shut him down, because I do believe they will. And, you know, it becomes a question of balancing the future of a very talented young left-hander with the goals of this year, which are to get into the wild card, get into the postseason. You know, maybe with a healthy Chris Sale pitching your one-and-done game, you can beat anybody on the planet. So I think that's what the Sox are looking at least for now. Now, you know, with three against Kansas City and then 7 in 10 days against the Angels with the Cubs sandwiched in between, and they're playing pretty well, I think the determination of what's going to happen in a wild card is right around the corner.
See, I was thinking that. I mean, I've already made the determination in my mind that, that the best thing you can do is build for something beyond this year, because I think chasing this year is probably going to cost you more than it's going to help you. What else would you do if, in fact, well, just say when the declaration is made outside of Rodon? What else would you do, saying, all right, now we've got a little bit more freedom here to work developmentally? Is there anything else you'd like to see positionally or with the starters, the bullpen, the batting order? What would that allow you to do if there's more you need to learn about some of these guys?
One of the things that I would like to see, and I think probably the Sox would like to see it, a little bit more of a Trace Thompson or something out of Trace Thompson. In other words, start him a couple of games. See what he's got. I already know that he's a top-quality defender. And most likely, he would be the best defender at any position in that outfield. Better than Melky, better than Adam, and better than Avi. So let's see if he swings the bat. Can he swing in the major leagues for a while? I mean, it's going to be a limited sample anyway. Got to find out about him. Then I would make a determination as an organization, and that is there's a $10 million option on Alexi Ramirez. And so if you decide that